Hi guys, so my name's Adam Lawrence and I'm currently a junior at Cornell University studying civil and environmental engineering. At Cornell, I'm the general manager for Cornell University Sustainable Design. I'll tell you guys a little bit more about that in a condensed version. So this was a video that I was going to show you guys, a short video, but we'll skip that. So what CUSD is, so basically we're an organization on Cornell's campus comprised of a number of different project teams. Like I've written, our purpose is to empower people to make a sustainable impact within their communities. Our mission and vision also align with that. So a little bit about like our members. So CUSD is completely comprised of students within 30 different majors across 7 different colleges. We have students, it's completely interdisciplinary and with students across the entire college. So something that's common among all of our students is that everyone is passionate about sustainability and interested in making some sort of large impact on the world. That's the type of students that we attract, and those are the type of students that we have working on the projects, not necessarily engineers or architects, it's students of all different majors. So some of the projects that we've done, here's a timeline of some of the things we've done from our inception in 2009. We worked on a schoolhouse in South Africa. We worked on sustainable neighborhoods in Nicaragua, a smart village in India. Here are some of the previous sites we've worked on. Again, this is the schoolhouse South Africa. The top left, we have the sustainable neighborhoods in Nicaragua. And then on the bottom, what is that? A sustainable research facility that was also in India. So some things that we're working on now, like I mentioned, we have 7 vertical projects and 2 horizontal projects. These are the projects we have going on now. Just to name a few, we have Solarized, we have Redo, which is working on compost with the Smithsonian Zoo down in DC. Currents, Stone Barns, Tiny Home is working on creating a tiny mobile home that we can bring around the Ithaca community to show residents how they can implement things in their own homes that are sustainable. So these are just a few of the projects we have going on right now. So what makes CUSD's project successful? Obviously, we want to find projects that are complex and also going to be giving students real-world application and experience. That's something that's different about our organization compared to other organizations on campus. We're actually working with real stakeholders, real companies, real projects, and we're making a real difference. Another thing that's important for us is having a reliable stakeholder, like I mentioned before. All our stakeholders with our projects are people that have missions that are aligned with ours, want to teach and mentor students into learning applicable and real-world skills that we don't get from our classes. And someone who can understand what our capabilities are and work with us. So they're not going to be expecting us to construct a skyscraper. They're going to be helping us with our abilities and teaching us along the way. So these are just some of the different components of CUSD. It's not, like I said, just one component. It's very multifaceted, and there's so many things going on that make up this great organization. And thank you guys so much. I know I kind of went through that pretty quickly, but if anyone has any questions,
very good example.
Was that? I tried as best as I could.
No, there's you
can do it.
Okay.
I told Corey that he's going to get you a new certificate because you're not going to worry about it. I'm sorry.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, guys.